Bava Basra, Perek Base, Mishnah Yud Dalet, 2:14, the last of the Perek, and more about trees. Here we have a tree that's overhanging not a private person's property, but rather the Rishus HaRabim. So, can you cut those branches down? Says the Mishnah, Ilan Shu No Tel Rishus HaRabim. You have a tree in your private property, and the branch of it, or branches of it, are hanging over the public domain. So, Kotzetz Kadei Shehe Gamal Over V'Rochvo. You're allowed to cut down the tree if it's in the way of oncoming traffic. Now, how does that mean? How much vertical height do you need for the oncoming traffic? So says the Mishnah, the tallest thing you can expect to be passing through the public street is a camel on which you've got a rider on top of the camel. So he is sitting on top of the camel. That's the highest vertical likely thing to come in the time of the Mishnah. So anything that's within that height, you can cut away so that people can go through there with their camels, etc., unimpeded. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gamal Ta'un Pishtan, O Chavile Zmoros. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's the height not of a person sitting on the back of a camel, but rather a camel which is laden with a load, like for example, pishtan, which is flax, or chavilei zmuros, like bundles of reeds. And the idea is that's not quite as high as a person. That's, I don't know, that's 1 foot off the back of the camel, whereas a person is 2 feet off the back of the camel if he's sitting. The idea is that a person's Tanakhama holds deserves clearance, so you have to give the, so to speak, 2 feet above a camel, whatever the number actually is. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, listen, a person can duck, so he can look where he's going. So things that, like, inanimate objects that are loaded on, those need to have clearance. But people can get out the way, so you don't have to cut the tree. You're not allowed to cut the tree if a person could duck instead. Tanakhama holds a person could duck, but who says he will duck? Maybe he won't notice the branch, maybe he won't be paying attention, and the next thing you know, whack. Okay, a third shita is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has a whole different issue. Not what you were expecting. Rabbi Shimon says, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol ha'ilan kenegan ha'mishkolas. He says, any tree overhanging the Rishus HaRabim has to be cut down kenegan ha'mishkolas along the property line. Again, plumb line literally, like we explained before. Why? Not because of traffic, but because of mipnei hatuma. Because you have a potential tumah problem here. If there is a dead person, or even a piece of a dead person, lying on the street and overhanging that corpse or piece of corpse is a tree branch. That tree branch acts as an ohel, and all traffic which passes through the street is going to become tame. If they're kohanim, if they don't know that they're tame, they're going to the Beis Hamikdash, eating kachim, truma, etc., a problem. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, you can't ever have trees overhang the public domain, lest they become a public nuisance of causing tumah, because there could be a bit, a kazayas of a mace of a person, or a whole dead person, under that tree, and it'll be an ohel. Tanakhama holds, that's very unlikely. How many times do you have dead piece of dead people, or whole dead people lying under trees? And not going noticed, not very often. Therefore, we don't have to make such a gezeira. But anyways, Rabbi Shimon holds, yes, you do. Halachu bekta tanakama, which is, if it's causing trouble to traffic, even a person who could duck, you're allowed to cut away the trees to make sure that the traffic can flow freely without any hazard in the Rishus HaRabim.